So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Right now, we are reaching out to our favorite doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital, because I saw something here, and I feel like this affects all of us when the CDC updated its guidelines. Dr. Jeff, it used to be that 15 minutes at 6 feet was enough for there to be adequate transmission, but they changed all that. And thank you for joining the show, because I know we asked you a fairly last minute today, because I thought, hey, we really want to try to understand what this is all about, so thank you.
My pleasure, Anna. How are you, Ted?
You know, I'm okay. You know, I just, a lot coming at us. We saw the mayor sort of roll back some of the restrictions. We've seen that from the governor, too. We're not going in the right direction here in terms of case numbers. And this seemed kind of significant that there was some research behind this. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I know. And unfortunately, we haven't had a full publication yet from CDC with all the details. The best we know is CDC picked up on a prison guard somewhere in Vermont who, despite wearing a mask, was around some new prisoners, and one of the prisoners had COVID and was asymptomatic. And although this prison guard was not with the prisoner at any one time for more than 15 minutes within 6 feet, looking at film that they have from the cameras in the prison, they realized that this guard had been with the prisoner for more than 15 minutes throughout his shift. And based on that, and they must have some other information that they haven't told us about yet, CDC's now decided that the 15 minutes should be a cumulative 15 minutes within a 24-hour period. So that's the difference from what we've said before for close contact with somebody with COVID.
So multiple brief encounters with the same person or with infected people, I suppose is the right way to say that, might mean the same thing.
Yes. Yeah, it seems to be. You know, so if you think about a workplace, it kind of changes things, right? You know, you could see somebody at work multiple times during a work day. And if that person winds up having COVID, even though you weren't 15 minutes at one time within 6 feet, you might have been more than 15 minutes within 6 feet over the period of 8 or 10 hours at work. So that's a different way to think about this.
Dr. Jeff, I didn't hear you. Did you say that the prison guard was or was not wearing a mask, and what was he doing?
Yeah, the prison guard was wearing a mask, according to the report, but the prisoner was not. Most of the time the prisoner was, but sometimes the prisoner was not. Hmm. That's the report that came out of CDC.
Oh, it's interesting stuff that they're learning more and more stuff all the time, and now I understand it. So thank you for that. Other thing, just very quickly, that the Illinois officials are now laying out the plans for future distribution of a coronavirus vaccine. I know the CDC is requiring every state to come up with a plan for this. And you and I talked about this last. It seems, you know, we can't wait for that day when there is one, but it doesn't, you know, you can't snap your fingers and everyone has one. So you sort of have to figure out what that looks like, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty certain what we're going to see is a plan in Illinois and in most states where frontline healthcare workers, the people who are actually taking care of patients who may have COVID or do have COVID, first responders, and then those members of the community who are most at risk. So that would be like nursing home residents, other congregant care settings. Those people will probably go first, and then it'll be other people who are perhaps immunocompromised or have other significant risk factors. Also some of our racial and ethnic groups that might be at greater risk, they'll go first. And then over a period of months, as vaccines are more in stock with, you know, with our pharmacies and hospitals and other healthcare providers, then we'll be able to continue the rollout to other members of our community.
Makes a lot of sense. I appreciate the time today, Dr. Jeff. I know we called you at the last minute, and so thank you. Thanks for making time for us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take care, Anna. Be well.